Alrighty, hey, good morning, everybody. So, chapter 6 this morning, following chapter 5, the Black Forest. You know, and the key to staying far, far away from the Black Forest, which is always just in one sense, a moment away from us if we're not careful. But the way to walk, I guess, is, I think there's a scripture that says we walk circumspectly. In other words, we walk before the Lord, we walk with awareness in our lives of what's going on. And God's word, our primary weapon, what? Against chaos, against the devil, against the lies of the world, the lies of the devil. You know, the devil owns the Black Forest. But, you know, it says there, Jesus, as he says, he goes, he knows those who are his, and no one, not one, no being, no nothing can snatch us from his hand. So we lay our lives into the hands of the Lord. We trust in him. We believe him. We walk with him. And no one can snatch us from his hand. So we say, okay, Lord, we're here. We're ready. Let's go. Let's go to work. So this morning we start. We get up. We get our day going. Some of you guys 3 hours ahead of me. So you're deep into your day, and we go, we get up, and now we get to work here this morning, and then we move on. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we do thank you that you're the one that snatches us from the clutches of the enemy, and Lord, you're the one that places us in your hands. Lord, you're the one who saves us. You're the one who calls us out. You're the one who fills us with your Holy Spirit. You're the one. Lord, it's none of us, not one of us, deserves what we have. And if we can always come to that and start there in the morning, it sets us in a good place to be ready to hear from you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, our primary weapon against the chaos that surrounds us. And we thank you that we can have peace in an unstable world. In our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, amen. I can remember as a young Christian sitting in church and hearing a pastor preach a message from 2 Timothy 3:16. And having grown up in church, I thought I knew a little bit about the Bible, but there were scriptures I'd never seen. I don't know if I'd never heard him before, never seen him before, or if, because I was now a young Christian, that the Lord opened my eyes to see them. And I saw all scripture is breathed out by God, given by inspiration from God. Boy, doesn't that shed a whole light on every single word, every single comma, every single and you, I, little words, big words in the scriptures. Suddenly, they all take on a whole new meaning. And then in Psalm 119, David says the following, and it's just, that's a great place to start. You want to read a psalm? I want to read one of the psalms. It's a long one, but boy, it's all about God's word. And when Psalm 119, he says, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. And then he says in verse 18, Psalm 119, David writes this. He says, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Open my eyes. You know, that's what we need. We need every day. We got to ask, because, boy, our eyes will get clouded, you know. We'll think things kind of fuzzy. So every day, I'm going to ask the Lord, open my eyes to see with clarity. To see with clarity. And that's what we do. We do on Wednesday mornings. We do, I know, guys, on Tuesdays. We spend time in fellowship in our churches and scripture. Why? So we can have clarity and see clearly wonderful things from his book and his word that he has for us. And what is it? Because it's direction for daily living, doesn't it? You know, we're looking for great, profound statements sometimes, or great things that we're going to do. And sometimes he just wants us to get up and go to work and take care of what he's given us. And that is right there in the Word. It tells us, hey, get up, go to work, and take care of what I've given you. Because he's given us so many gifts and blessings, and he's given us awesome families, awesome companies. And yeah, they may be in trouble today, but we work at it, and we get a little bit better, and so do our companies, so do our families, and so does so those around us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. Truly, your word, it is life to those who will just receive it and accept it and let it do its work in us. It says, I think there in Isaiah, that no word proceeds out from you that doesn't go out and accomplish what you have set it to do. So may your word work in us and accomplish in us, Lord, what you want to do in us. And may as we get back to work today, to maybe, you know, if we haven't spent much time in scripture, we don't know where to start, we don't know where to begin, it's your word, you know, and it works together. All scripture is inspired by God, breathed out by God, and profitable. All of it is profitable for us, and to direct us and lead us and guide us. We thank you for that. We thank you for your direction today. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.